wanted to call in. I'm a big fan of your show, Melissa. I just wanted to tell a story about this thing that happened to me when I was in college. I went to visit some friends in Lubbock, Texas, and we decided we were going to take a road trip to Roswell. And as we were on a road trip, you know, we're kids, we're kind of screwing around in the car and stuff like that, but one thing, it just was really wild. We stopped one night to get some gas, and we started back up, and we were hitting a big stretch of road where there was, like, really nothing around, and all of a sudden, my friend, I'll call him Steven, was driving, and Steven sort of jerked the wheel, and he's like, oh my god, and he sort of freaked out, and I said, what was it, and we look back, we hit the brakes, and then we look behind us, and in the red light from the taillights, we could see this, it almost looked like a huge dog, like a Great Dane-sized dog, but with almost like human-like features, and it was just sort of snarling and barking at the car, and, you know, we obviously freaked out. And then it started kind of running towards the car, and we just took off, you know, we just kept on driving, and Steven and I, we still, to this day, were just like, what did we see, you know, I'm pretty sure we saw a chupacabra. I mean, that's the areas where they're known to be, and yeah, like I said, it just looked like a kind of a mangy dog, but it almost had, like, person-like features, and it was on all fours, but it seemed like, you know, it just wasn't like anything I've ever seen before, so, yeah, we don't talk about it much anymore, you know, I don't know if maybe both of us sort of just buried that memory pretty deep down in there, but yeah, that was just something crazy that happened to us, and, you know, I know you love hearing these stories, so I wanted to call in, but yeah, thanks so much, I hope you can use this, all right, bye-bye.